Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
House, my house.
Great to be here. Nice to have you there. Thanks, everybody, who came out to Pin Chasers last night. Had a fantastic time. Ropes. Great to see you all. Kelsey and Jason. And
naked Kelsey.
Kevin. She's not naked Kelsey when she comes out to bowling. But, yeah, she and Jason moved from south of the Skyway to Tampa, so they're going to start coming to stuff a lot more.
Well, the thing I know about her is that she shaved her back in the studio before a cruise. And
forgot about that.
She also, when I saw her at the brunch at Rue, she would mention how when her husband's friends would come over, she would be naked for them.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, I don't, I'm having a hard time.
You think anybody else has that going on? Where, like, it's not a swinging thing, but the friends come over and the wife's naked. It's, you know, no big deal.
I don't think that happens a lot.
I don't either.
Not without the swinging.
Well, do we know that there's no swinging going on? Do we know it's not like, hey, come over and she'll be naked and then you can bang her? I mean, I don't get that vibe from them, but then again, what the hell do I know?
I don't know. I was just wondering. There's a lot of strange and unique scenarios that exist with couples, and it's not that far-fetched that there are some people that, you know, they're just going to be naked or the girl's going to be naked, and if the guys want to look, that's cool, but it's not going any further than that.
Yeah, like ornamental nudity. Like you're going to come over. I would probably, if I was dating like a really young hot girl or a really older hot girl, and she was like, yeah, I'd like to be naked for your friends
really? When
they come over, I'd be cool with that. Yeah, I mean, you'd be just you guys coming over just looking at her, right? You're not going to, like, if I go to get a beverage from the kitchen, you're not going to try to cornhole or anything, right?
Can we touch ourselves?
Can you touch yourself?
Yeah.
Like you touch yourself or you touch Seth?
No, well, preferably I touch myself.
Either way is cool, yeah. All
right, cool. I don't want to be there anymore. Can I just Skype in?
Why not? You don't want to look at my young hot girlfriend that I don't have?
I don't want to be the same room as him while he's looking at your hot young girlfriend.
Why?
I'm going to Skype in from the car outside on your driveway. I can't be next to him while he's talking about, you know, touching and stuff.
I think this would be good for my image as a mumble rapper. I think, you guys come over to tell me chop it up in the studio.
Yep.
You know, in my home studio. And then you come over.
Yep.
And I hate to call them bitches, but that's what we do in the rap community.
Bitches, yeah.
So I would have my bitches there. Oh, it just sounds wrong. I'm sorry, ladies.
We throw one in the air?
Well, what is that? What is one?
Isn't that a thing that people say?
I don't know.
Let's throw an L in the air.
Throw an L like a joint, a marijuana cigarette?
I thought that's what it was.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so we'll throw some L's in the air, and then we'll all gaze upon your young, hot, naked woman.
Yeah.
Ho, or bitch, or whatever
I don't want to objectify them, though.
Who's bringing the loud?
Is that the weed?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'll do that. I mean, we're getting to look at Drew's young, naked girlfriend, so it's the least we can do.
And help me in the studio.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that. Come on over and look at my naked bitches. I'm sorry to call you bitches, ladies.
What do we do?
You're like my hype man.
Drew on the track.
That's good. Come look at my girl. Gonna run over a squirrel. Not gonna swerve off the road. Not gonna drop your load.
No, we won't.
Don't you be touching my girl.
Better not.
You better touch yourself.
Do it.
Cause if you touch my girl,
what?
Gonna put you on that shelf. Put you on the shelf with my Grammy.
Where?
Call my gun my jammy.
Damn.
Get moons over my hammy. Danny's all slammy. Grand slam breakfast. You know I get real reckless. I don't wear rings or a necklace. I say, what the heck? Less than I say, what the hell? Cause you know that clientele. Still slanging that dope in the jacks, huh? Me and my grandma take them men. So stupid. It's so easy. Why am I not making $1 million doing this?
Lil Drewcy.
I don't want to be Lil anybody.
But you got to be Lil Drewcy.
This music is not for you.
It's for me if I take it back. They took hip-hop from me, and I'm taking it back.
There's hip-hop for you, and there's hip-hop for everybody else.
Uh-uh. It is unacceptable.
You've got Tech N9ne. You've got Beastie Boys. You've
right?
got Kendrick.
Well, I'm taking their hip-hop back. Look what they did to my art form.
You don't need Uzi Vert or Jeezy or Kanye.
They don't need to be making millions of dollars off of what I've been doing for free for all these years. I'm taking the money back from these bitches.
The people that you should be legitimately mad at is the people that go out and buy this and actually
you
like
You suckers!
This music.
What are you doing buying this music and making them rich? Making them rich. See, now I'm speaking in like this little thing. You buying them music and making them rich. 21 Savage bank account? What is that? What is that?
Listen to these lyrics. I buy a new car for the bitch. I tear down the mall with the bitch. You can't even talk to the bitch. She effing with buses in S. I pull up in Rari's in S. With choppers and Harley's in S. I be gooching down, you be wearing Lacoste in S. What? Triple homicide put me in a chair, yeah.
Profound.
Sounds like the bitches aren't acting right.
Triple cross the plug. We do not play fair, yeah. Got them tennis chains, and they real blingy. This glorifies the worst.
Bop, 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 bop.
Exactly.
This is like when the president was mad at Eminem back in 2000. This is what you're going, oh, these kids these days.
Well, I'm not saying. Well,
it's happening. It's happening to you.
But it is desecrating the entire
Thank
form
you.
Of hip hop. I
Thank
mean,
you.
It truly is. I mean, it, there yep. is no more lyricism.
None.
There is. It's gone.
None. I grew up respecting hip hop as an art form. I respect it so much that I would never try to make a dollar off a rap. But now that I know that all these no talent ass clowns, I might pull up in a ghost, no Casper. I've been smoking gas and I got no asthma.
Oh.
This is not clever. This is not cool. This does not glorify a nice version of life.
So what are you looking to do here? Start a petition?
No. Make some money. Make some money that these punk ass bitches are making off of hip hop.
But they're living the life. You're not living the life.
I'll rap about
That's
my
the
life.
Thing. You gotta get the bitches, the All naked right. bitches.
Yeah.
And then you gotta get the loud. And then you gotta put the studio in your house.
All right.
And then you go from there.
What if I just rap about like stuff that I do? Like, all I do is basically laundry in Publix, laundry in Publix, laundry in Publix, then Publix and laundry, I gotta get pineapples, and then I'll buy some apples, and then I get a Snapple, and then I get some Scrabble, and then do the laundry, I mix them whites with the clothes, I mix them whites with the colors, I mix them white with the colors, oops, I made that shirt pink, I did not hurt, think that if I put the water on hot, it would bleed into the next one, doesn't matter if I rhyme or not. Doesn't matter if I smoke mad pot. Doesn't matter if I got that loud or bitches come in my room or not. Rhyme not four times, why not five? Not. Same damn words. I've been dropping mad turds like you do on that toilet. Water, 212 degrees, boil it. Yeah, boiling lobster. I'm a mobster like Goodfellas. It's that easy.
Lil Drucy on the track.
I don't want to be Lil. I want to be like... medium-sized guy.
Well, it's not about your stature or your penis. It's just it's your character.
Oh, Kelsey would like you to know she does not get naked, just topless.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. And usually done with the intent to get the girlfriend, wife of the friend topless as well.
Oh.
That's a nice
That
move.
Is beautiful.
Oh, all right. That's
That now, is beautiful. Now we should hang out. We should hang out with easily influenced girls.
So that's just a bunch of bros. It's all kinds of friends over, and then you want to get all the ladies topless.
So Kelsey's like your bait girl. She gets topless and all the girls get topless.
So there's a lot of other topless hangouts that are going on?
You're asking the wrong guy. I don't get invited to them.
Man, topless hangouts with no swinging.
I don't know that there's no swinging.
I don't know. That doesn't sound like fun.
Drew Caraba live. Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's up, man? This is Chris.
What's up, Chris?
Hey, man, I agree with you guys. There's a lot of silly rappers out there, man. I got a good buddy of mine. His name is Key Woods out of Perry, Florida.
Yeah.
Y'all gonna listen to that cool Corona.
All right, man. I'm gonna get up on that. All right. Hey, 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 hey. Wrap it into a cup, just like you on the phone. Rep it on that bone. Now I gotta rhyme with cup, but it doesn't matter because it just say cup. These words don't even rhyme. Morris stay in the time. They got that jungle love like a baseball glove and a Corona with lime. Got that Corona with lime or Yingling. Play with my little dingling. Like that Chuck Berry song, and I'm like you rapping into a cup, but I can't get along. Can't we all get along, Rodney King? I am like LeBron with the ring. I am like LeBron with the ring. I am like that Burger King with the onion rings on the rodeo whopper. I stop her. I don't got the love for a copper. Not a pop, but I mean like the copper that's made out of a penny.
Don't want anybody to think I was making an anti-cop statement. Because I don't make anti-cop statements in my rap. Scott, you a producer who's ready to give me $1 million signing bonus?
I'm ready to sign you right now, man. I'm ready to buy the Lil Drucy LP, get all the merch ready. You know, I love it. I love when you rap, man. I think it is the best. I think it's way better than the crap that you explain that's out there now. It's just a bunch of jumble mumble. And I'll tell you, man, I love it.
All right.
I think you guys need to keep doing what you're doing. And
Thank
also,
you.
One more thing.
Yeah.
I just found out that the term plug is the term means drug dealer now.
Oh, wow. We've all learned something today.
Oh, wow.
You got your plug.
What
well
a
done.
Dork.
You think if I set up a like a Kickstarter or a GoFundMe and just had people donate money who are sick of the state of current rap, and then I would personalize raps for them on different levels of investment? Like, you donate $50 and I make a song about you and anything you want me to?
I think we can get rid of the Apple a Day prom and make it the, you know, Fun Drew's first album prom or Lil Drewsy's first album.
That's not a bad idea.
No, I say we keep May for Apple a Day.
Are you sure?
July, my birth month, that's where we start the Kickstarter.
Because people are into, they seem like they're into your new career. They want to give you money.
Lil Drewsy on the track.
Send my son to a really nice college. If y'all could just come off some cash for Lil Drewsy. I don't like being a Lil, though.
You gotta get past that. Lil is the new big.
I like big. I don't like Lil. Jumbo Drew?
Jumbo Drewsy.
I gotta think of this. What's up, Chevette?
Drew.
What?
That's the best third of the month trap music I ever heard. Do you understand?
Third of the month trap music I like.
Nipple rings right now. It's the best. You need to take these money.
You like any of these mumble rappers, Chevette? It's okay if you do. You like any of them?
Well, I mean, I'm a hip hop head like you. You know, I'm sort of like a Cannabis Buckingham Palace kind of girl. But I got teenagers, so I do have to bob my head every once in a while.
All right. What do you like? What are you bumping?
I'm bumping Cannabis Buckingham Palace.
Oh, Cannabis.
You know all about that, right?
Yeah, Cannabis is okay. I'm still loyal to LL Cool J from back in the day, so I can't listen to Cannabis.
Cannabitch, he's still around.
That's right. That's right. Cannabis. I forgot. You did say the LL word, so I can't even spit a verse for you. I'll try to do it on Good Dick Arrest.
You're the best, Chevette. You know I got love for you.
All right. Talk to you later.
Thanks, baby.
I only know Cannabis because he apparently had something going with Eminem back in the day.
Yeah, he had something going with Eminem, and then he had something going with LL.
Yeah, because he goes, Cannabitch, don't want a piece of Slim. No.
None.
That's all I know.
When I see these guys driving Ferraris and stuff, and then I drive to work in my Volkswagen, I think I have missed my lot in life. I'm not saying I can rap better than these guys. I'm just saying they're worse rappers than I am. Lil Uzi Vert, a song, XO Tour. Are you all right? I'm all right. I'm quite all right. And my money's right. 8. Counting them bands all the way to the top till they be falling over. Counting them bands on my way to the top. Till we've fallen over. And you don't even have to rap out anything at all. My life is nonstop trips to the store. My life is nonstop watching Jersey Shore. That Roseanne reboot too favorable to Trump. They like Kanye. He trying to jump on them nuts of El Presidente. Pasta al dente. That means kind of firm, like the firm with Dr. Dre. Hey, remember Dr. Dre was in the firm?
Oh, yeah.
That was kind of clever. Who else was in the firm with him? Was that Lauryn Hill? No, some lady, right? Lady of Rage? Because all you people that said that the firm flopped, y'all are the reason that Dre ain't been getting no sleep. I like the way she treat me. Here we go. Zanny, help the pain, yeah. Please, Zanny, make it go away. Is that the thing? Like, they're so messed up.
Yeah.
On their pain pills and their lean, that they've somehow encouraged this culture where everyone does this Robitussin, brain-addled, thick, dumb rap. Is that how it works?
I think that's what's taking place.
Okay, because I'm not willing to get into opiates. You know,
well, just a little robo tripping now and then never hurt anybody.
I don't want to do any robo tripping. If there is loud, I would partake because I hear that sparks the creative spirit, much like Bob Marley said, "Catch a fire." So I would probably do that to get me in the right headspace.
You need another drug, too. Like, if you want to be taken seriously in the rap game today, you need another drug. So
to go along with the weed?
Yeah.
Wait, are they still popping that Molly?
I don't know. That didn't seem to work out too well for Ja Rule. I don't know why.
Well, maybe he just couldn't handle his drugs. So I need to rap about drugs, just Molly. Like, taking the E-boy trolley, popping all that Molly, popping local Charlie, popping like a trolley, trolley, take you from the game to E-boy. All right, I'm done with this. It's just gonna wind me up, and then
just created a whole album. I think you're good to go.
Yeah, I just dropped a mixtape. Hope y'all enjoyed that.
Take some time.
Just start a GoFundMe and give me some money. Hi, Michael. What's up? Well, by the way, Lil Vic said not that bad. He said you're actually killing it right now, and he's an actual rapper. Nature, Nas, and Foxy Brown and AZ were the firm. Thank you, Lil Vic. Much love. What's up, Michael?
Hey. I just I wanted to take back what I said. It was really rude of me.
You're not allowed to take that back, Michael.
You can't take anything back. You
it was too great.
You said I dyed my hair.
I'm sorry.
He also said you were ugly.
He did? When?
No.
What?
No.
What?
No.
You did?
No, I never said that. I never said that you were ugly.
Well, I think he's what he said specifically was that Seth was the most handsome. I was the second handsomest.
Oh, that's fine.
And then you were the least handsome.
No, listen, in the room full of matinee idols, I am happy being the third most handsome on the show. We got no beef there. It's the implication. No, the downright accusation. That I somehow color my hair. That's what bothers me. And now you got beef with Schmedium Druzy. I'm Schmedium Druzy. No?
You should be LL Drew J.
You should shut up and respect your elders, punk.
You gonna crush him on a track, Drew?
Yeah, I'm gonna have a diss track just for you. I'm gonna have somebody make some beats. What, how old are you again?
13.
You wanna get roasted?
Oh, this is a good song, though. Is this Gucci Flip Flops?
No.
No.
He said no.
Lil Punk called my radio show yesterday, implying that there's some sort of artificial color in my hair. Let me tell you something out there, punk ass. Lil Druzy don't dye no hair. My hair natural, and as soon as this beat kicks in, I'ma destroy you. Aren't you supposed to do that till the beat kicks in? You go,
Yeah, yeah.
And it drops right here?
I think it kicked in, though.
This is the beat?
It feels like it.
This is not much. You're lucky I can't do anything to this song. God, these songs are all so horrible. Just, oh.
Oh, there it is.
All right. Trying to diss my hair, and you think I care. Couldn't say that word because I fall right out of my chair. You got no pubic hair. I got hair on my head. I can't even care that one day you'll be dead. Death is a big unifier. We are gonna die in a fire. We are gonna die in a fire. And we gonna dwell in hell. Not Dante's version of hell that's frozen. Drew Garabo chosen. Cause my mom is Jewish. Seth knows it's true-ish. Only half a judo. Judo. Martial arts like. I like high karate. I like taekwondo nate. I like all those things like John Gotti Teflon Don. Lost my way in the beat cause it keeps stopping. Listen up, Michael, I could make your mom's panty drop it.
Oh, that's too far.
Too far, he insulted my hair.
I think he's more of a joke. You should be proud of him that he's got that kind of timing at the age of 13.
In all seriousness, it was a wonderful moment on the radio, and I truly enjoyed it, Michael. So you don't have to feel bad about it at all.
Thank you. I'm glad everything's okay.
Oh, it's not. I'm going to release a whole mixtape. My first mixtape is all dedicated to dissing you, a 13-year-old kid. My adversary is a preteen punk, and you're going to inspire me to drop my first mixtape. How ridiculous is that, a 48-year-old man dropping a mixtape that is all centering around dissing a little kid?
It's not that weird. I mean, kids at school do it to me, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, he's got to bring me down. Way to go.
Hey, Michael, did you get those brunch tickets with your mom yet? You still planning on coming out on May 19th to Eddie V's?
Take your mama to brunch. That's like breakfast and lunch.
Yes. I actually don't know where Eddie V's is.
Well, you'll find it. It's on Boy Scout Road. It's right by Venice Club. You don't know where that is either. I hope. You'll find it. Trust me. It's a great, great restaurant.
Did you get another landmark like Texas Day Brazil or something?
It's near Texas Day Brazil. It's near
International Plaza.
International Plaza. If you know where that is, you know where that is.
Yeah, I know where that is.
All right. It's right near there. And the Penthouse Club and the Dollhouse. So, just drive around until you find it. But, yeah, look, I'm looking forward to meeting you there. And if you're lucky, maybe I'll drop a live diss rap right on you, like right on you.
That would be awesome.
All right. Well, you look forward to it. Careful what you wish for. You might get it. All right. Thanks, man. Always good to hear from you, dude.
Good to hear from you.
Thank you.
I hope he makes it out.
Me too,
I do too.
I really want to meet that kid.
Yeah, me too.
Totally want to meet that kid. All right, we've got It's Okay, It's Not Okay next. Let's see what these four people want real quick. I know where they are. Hello, go ahead real quick.
Yeah, why don't you just find better rappers like NF? NF's a pretty good rapper. He's going to be in town for the next few weeks.
Why don't you not tell me what to do? Drew Garabo Live, hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Drew, I was just going to tell you that Foxy Brown was the other person in the firm.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Drew Garabo Live, what?
Hey, Drew, it's Tom. I got the lyrics to your next song.
All right, go ahead.
My name is Drew. Believe all the hype. In Tampa Bay, I'm the king of the mic. I don't spank my kid, maybe a lady in need. Take a swill of the Yingling, maybe a puff of the weed.
Oh.
I like you, too. You can call me old school.
Oh.
If you don't like brunch, I may call you a fool.
Oh.
I tried the married thing a time or two.
Oh.
Didn't work for me. Hope it'll work for you.
Oh.
Old SBK, he's always quick with a joke.
What?
Big John Senning's always up for a toke.
Oh.
My right-hand man is Mr. Seth Cush.
Uh-huh.
He's a peaceful dude, never a punch or a push.
Oh.
While sweet Micah is definitely of age, he got two big brothers who like to fight in a cage. From two to six,
yeah.
I rule the air.
Yeah.
If you disagree,
yeah.
you better beware.
Yeah.
I might call you a loser and a big disgrace. Again, the name is Drew, and I'm in your face.
Oh!
Into the bone.
Boo! Burr, 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 burr.
That was good.
This is an advanced skill level, though. See, this I respect, because this takes a lot of luck. I mean, like, you got to be flexible, and there's literally no way you can freestyle to this. You have to, like, I mean, you have to think about what you're saying. That's Tech N9ne, don't want to bother. That is good new hip-hop, and thank you, sir, for that. That was very very flattering and rudimentary. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. When we come back with It's Okay, It's Not Okay, I do something in the workplace that you guys don't even know about. I do something to defend social grace and etiquette in the workplace that you guys aren't even aware that I do.
What, are you trying to keep the salespeople from eating the food for
everyone? No. This is a bigger injustice than even the salespeople eating our free food.
Is this how you get your special ordered own K-Cups?
No, I don't do that anymore.
Is this about the spoons that you took?
This is about unacceptable behavior from people who visit our building and me calling them out on it, and I think it's okay, but I guarantee you guys are going to think I'm doing something wrong, and I did it to somebody we work with. I don't even know her name. And I'll tell you what I did next on Drew Grubba Live, and we'll decide if it's okay or not okay. Spring cleaning makes big savings now at Sunset, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Sarasota. Yeah, I guess you can do it with anything. With 0% APR for up to 72 months and up to $15,000 off select new 2018 Silverados, the most gleaming, beautiful truck ever in the history of truckdom. V8 engine, you ride on a cloud, it is so smooth, you'll feel like you're above everyone else on the road. Just test drive that Silverado, and you will know what I'm talking about. You can also drive the 2018 Cruze LT, only $139 a month. Or the 2018 Equinox, just $189 a month, only at Sunset Chevrolet Buick GMC, the home of guaranteed credit approval, 1800 Bay Road, Sarasota, and sunsetgm.com. Chevrolet, buy new roads. For complete details, call 844-252-1902.
It's Drew Garabo Live on 102.5 The Bone. Traffic update.
Brought to you by Indeed. In Hillsborough County, an accident westbound I-4 approaching 275 that has the left lane blocked, and crews on the scene of a wreck westbound Hillsborough Avenue. That one's at Sheldon Road. In Pinellas County, the fire department on scene of an outside fire southbound 275 before 5th Avenue. Use caution there. Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire. I'm Monica from the Safe Touch Security Traffic Center.
How much do you know about NASCAR?
Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series is back on the Bone. It's another season of the fastest sport on earth, and the Bone is bringing you all the action in 2018.
This Sunday, it's the AAA 400 Drive for Autism, live from Dover International Speedway. Pre-race 1 p.m., flag drops at 2.
Your home for the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. 102.5 The Bone. Real, raw radio.
Bobo here, happy to announce the opening of SmartScan. It's the most advanced CT scan technology now available for you. Without
the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.